Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. This week's channeled message is from Lord Maitreya, and it's entitled Learning to Love Yourself and Beyond. Channeled on the 8th of February 2019. I, Lord Maitreya, wish to share an invocation with you to support your further exploration of loving yourself unconditionally. I hope you will accept my invocation, using it in your daily reality as and when you feel guided. I then wish to share with you the power, reason and purpose of learning to love yourself in your current stage of ascension. Invocation. I invoke the sacred Christ presence of Lord Maitreya to draw close to me now, surrounding and sharing your love with me. I thank you for your guidance and assistance, and ask that your energy of the most appropriate vibration manifests into my reality to lead me along my spiritual path to unity with the Creator. I am open and receptive to your loving light and bathe in your consciousness to inspire and enlighten me further. I ask that Lord Maitreya and the Christ consciousness activate within me the ability to love myself unconditionally, fully and completely. I wish to hold myself in love, whatever I may do or say, forgiving and cherishing myself as I overcome challenges with ease to realize myself as the Creator on the earth. I wish to recognize myself as my truth, as a beacon of love. I now accept within my mind, body, and emotions that I love myself unconditionally, understanding this to be the first step to complete acceptance of the Christ consciousness. I now retain and act out throughout my day the existence of loving myself unconditionally and holding myself in a pure Creator love. I now allow the love that I hold for myself to assist me in realizing and releasing all past and present negative habits, judgments, fears, or actions that are not aligned to the Creator's pure and loving essence, allowing them to flow away from me with ease. I now adopt a state of existence that permits me to hold love with in every aspect of my being, understanding all levels of my being as the love of the Creator. With acceptance and understanding of love as my natural energy and existence, I am now able to activate my love for myself from my naturally loving soul and Creator presence within me. Let my unconditional love for myself lead me to integration with the Creator, enabling me to affirm and realize my sacred and eternal connection with the Creator. I am now able to accept, experience, and sense the powerful, loving, and pure truth that exists within me, recognizing this energy as healing upliftment, and nourishment. I rejoice in my complete connection with the Creator through my own inner sacred presence and love for myself and all that I am. From this foundation, I am able to achieve a complete realization of the Creator and acceptance of my truth. I am the Creator in manifestation. I am love in manifestation. I love myself unconditionally, and I am eternally connected with my soul and the love of the Creator. Thank you, and let it be. The power of your self-love. From the space of self-love and understanding of your inner unconditional love, you are powerful and can create any transformation you wish for yourself, reality, and the entire world. Take some time now or in your daily spiritual practices to ask within, what does my unique and powerful unconditional love wish to create for myself and my reality? If any inspiration dawns, recognize it as a sacred gift to be honored and valued. Then ask yourself within, from the space of loving myself unconditionally, what can I create in the world to promote a planet and civilization devoted to love on the earth? Again, recognize any inspiration or knowingness that dawns as a gift of further self unconditional love and the recognition of the power of your unconditional self-love in the world. It is through exercising your self unconditional love and each day learning to love yourself on a deeper level that you can acknowledge transformations love can create within your being and for all. It is time to realize that learning to love yourself fully and unconditionally is not a personal quest of discovery, healing, and spiritual evolution. It is a journey of manifesting the earth as a sacred jewel, school, and embodiment of love. Your self-love creates shifts for all upon the earth and throughout the universe of the Creator. Can you imagine your self-love to be so impactful and momentous for all other aspects of the Creator? Can you imagine that the journey of loving yourself unconditionally is so important in the ascension process? Does this in any way shift the way you view and perceive yourself, as well as the way you act and react? Taking time to contemplate your impact upon the world that you exist within allows you to realize your power and united connection with all beings. It is a powerful shift within your perception of yourself, which aligns you with your truth and the truth of the Creator rather than your ego. The reason and purpose of unconditional love. To love yourself unconditionally is not the ultimate goal of your spiritual evolution. The further development is to explore from the space of unconditional love what you can create. It is your creations from unconditional love that are of most value and could be seen as the ultimate goal. When you enter into a habit of manifesting and experiencing for yourself and others the creations of and from your unconditional love in your daily reality, you become an embodiment of love and an instigator of the embodiment of love for others. Your creations act as anchors and portals for powerful love vibrations from all levels of the Creator's universe to download into your being. The earth, humanity, and in truth, everything that is or exists upon the earth. When your creations act as anchors or manifest portals, you are co-creating with the Creator and all aspects of the Creator, materializing openings for divine intervention on the earth and the linked connection of the earth with the inner planes. Your service is akin to that of an ascended master working on the inner planes, except you are working on the earth, so feel the full force of all ascension shifts and healing you bring into manifestation. Everything you achieve on the earth has a reason and a purpose. Often this reason and purpose extends beyond the earth to your spiritual pathway you will take as an ascended master after your incarnation on the earth. The embodiment of love acts as a foundation for achieving your soul's ascension on the earth and the inner planes, even beyond this. When you begin to contemplate your ascension on the earth and beyond the earth as well, you expand your perception of everything you are and are achieving on the earth. You realize your spiritual growth upon the earth isn't solely for you. Every step and moment of growth has a function, a cause, and an aim which is often far greater than you could possibly imagine. With all that I have shared with you in mind, I, Lord Maitreya, also wish to encourage you to enjoy and take pleasure in simply existing in the space of your unconditional love for yourself, as well as each day learning to love yourself wholly and completely. This will ground and anchor you in your practice of self-love, allowing you to remain focused and yet detached from the outcome of your unconditional love. In eternal unconditional love, Lord Maitreya.